at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at 4 on KBN. Optimism. The Packers haven't lost to the Bears in Chicago since 2018.
It's a long time.
It is a long time.
The world was different back then.
A new co-owner is coming to Soldier Field. That's from Ryan on the Carbless Talking text line, 800-990-3776. Officially, like, you know, like,
I mean, he's already been the owner.
I think he, this could be a very big I'm the owner moment.
It would be a stamp, three
you
in
know,
a row.
Like a stamp.
Ooh, remember 2 years ago, his first ever NFL, well, first as the official starting quarterback, went to Chicago. We didn't know what we had. He beat the hell out of the Bears.
Aaron Jones, fourth and three out of the backfield, pulled a hammy on the way to the touchdown. I remember that.
They were so stunned.
I do want to hear from Jeff Hafley because he spoke to the media, and we'll hear from Rob Domofsky, who was with the media, talking with them today at 4:15. But here's what Jeff Hafley said about Micah Parsons and obviously his season-ending injury.
And somehow I probably, if I were a betting man, would bet that he comes back even better and probably breaks the sack record next year. So I'm going to put that on Micah and myself, and you guys can put it out there.
Micah and myself!
Don't look too far into that myself.
Micah and myself.
He's back. He's going nowhere.
You know, he doesn't have any job
offers.
He's not
going anywhere.
No job offers
yet. His feet are planted at 1265.
He's a loyal man.
Until another team comes calling as a head coach. But no,
Who wants to be the head coach of the Giants and you can be the coach of Micah Parsons?
Abdul Carter, who?
Brian Burns, who?
Yeah, I think we're missing one, aren't we? Didn't they draft? Oh, Kayvon Thibodeau.
Thibodeau.
Loser or winner?
Well, you think you can turn a
chicken
team into
dinner,
a winner.
Baby?
With a mentality
eat
like that.
Eat that chicken, Kyle.
Kyle's ready to get rid of Jeff Hafley.
Not by any means. I love me some Jeff Hafley, and that's the mentality that I absolutely love. That type of thought of saying, you know what? Yes, this is devastating for him, but guess what? I know the type of lion, the type of dog that he is, and guess what? Him having a whole offseason where he is just focused on rehabbing and getting better and trying to get back on the football field, oh, he is chomping at the bits to destroy some folks, and he's going to come back with a vengeance next year, and he understands the mentality that he has. So I love the fact that Jeff Hafley plays into that, and he knows this guy and motivates him regardless if he's going to be here or not. Half is the dude.
800-990-3776. The answer is both. I get that. But what side of the ball? In specific, like, I just picked Jordan Love and the defense as a whole, not the offense. Jordan Love or the defense as a whole, who's more important to the victory?
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's going to come down to Jordan Love because Jordan Love is so important. He's the quarterback.
Yeah, an 800-990-3776 Carbless Talking Text sign. Comes down to who, Jordan or the defense on Saturday against the Bears?
And I told y'all this, is that I believe that this Packers offense will have to have a track meet every single week. Now, the defense may turn into the defense like they were last year where they forced some turnovers and then they have the ability to give him more possessions, right? Bending and not completely breaking. And so I believe at the end of the day is that every time you get the ball, you just have to understand it's a premium and you have to get points every single time, whether it's a field goal or it's a touchdown. Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur have to understand that we need to come away with some type of points. And his ability to be accurate, his ability to dink and dunk, his ability to use his legs, his ability to take shots, all of that is going to have to be on display not only on Saturday but for the remainder of the season. You win and you lose with your quarterback, and that's why I'm saying Jordan Love is the most important piece. The defense just needs to be complementary to what Jordan Love and that offense need to do.
On the personal talk and text line, friend of show and great partner of ESPN Milwaukee and Good Karma Brands, Tony Wendorf chimes in. He's selling houses, and he's got takes.
Yeah, what take he got?
Let's see what Hafley can actually do now. People love him, but he hasn't shown us anything yet, in my opinion. Prove it now. Rent is due.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. The real estate guy talking about rent being due. It's not even the first. But no, I see what he's trying to say.
I mean, is it like, no, maybe a little far on hasn't shown us anything yet, yeah. But the opportunity if you want to, like, if you want the real job, like opportunity to prove your worth as a defensive coordinator, if you can do something without Micah this late in the season,
that's the key.
Be like, all right, yeah, this guy's going
to
get a job.
It's one thing to go into a season saying, these are the pieces that I have, and I know that they're lacking in pass rush, so I have to be creative in order for them to do that. And you're coaching them up to do that throughout the season. When you have to instantly change the way you go about scheming, the way that you go about game planning, the mindset of a lot of guys on the defense, and asking guys to do more than what you have asked them an entire year in less than a week, that is a huge shift. If this defense is able to play at a level that they played last season, with losing Micah Parsons that quickly, Jeff Hafley is clearly one of the best defensive coordinators in football. If this defense plays well for the last three games, he's gone. He's got to be gone because he's that dang good.
Strofe talked about his faith in Jeff Hafley. Are you of the camp that this 3 weeks plus is going to be the reason why what we played with him at the podium at the start of this segment will be the reason why he's no longer in 1265?
I don't think the next 3 weeks have anything to do with it, to be honest. I think he's gone no matter what.
Really? Yeah.
I don't know about gone no matter what. How many job openings are there going to be?
There's going to be several, and he will fill one of them.
He's not going to get Tennessee.
Why not?
I think Tennessee's going to go with a offensive-minded coach that can coach up.
He's going to get the Giants job.
Okay, you believe that? Okay.
I do, yeah.
And what do you have, like, inside sources, or are you going based off what other people are saying?
I mean, Adam Schefter said this morning on Jed, Gabe, and Chewy he's considered the favorite and should be considered the favorite in the next 3 weeks. Have nothing to do with it. I'm just repeating what I heard on Jed, Gabe, and Chewy.
Schefter's
a great source.
That Strofe went to, that you should trust.
No, Schefter's a good one. Yeah.
Thanks.
Boom, roasted.
But there's no guarantee.
What do you come up with that out of thin air, Strofe?
Read every dirt sheet. There's like three names in the NFL that are considered the top favorites, and he's involved in all of those top threes. Jesse Minter's another one, and I'm forgetting who the third one is.
Vance Joseph.
I think I sent you one from SI.
What's that?
I think I sent you one from SI.
Yeah, my guy Connor Orr wrote that article, yeah. I think I sent that to you,
Your guy!
Yeah, my guy Connor Orr, yeah.
Man, Strofe's big in the media world.
I got guys.
There's a defensive coordinator, Chris Shula, from the Rams, that's also in there.
Related to Don, by chance?
Wouldn't be surprised.
In the world of the NFL, it wouldn't be shocking.
Well, also, how many Shulas do you know?
Correct. From a name and NFL, each other's backs.
I would be willing to wager a decent amount of cha-ching that Jeff Hafley has a head coaching job next year.
I thought you were going to say that Shula was the Shula.
No, but I would also be willing to bet a little bit.
Probably his grandson.
Yeah, grandson is a good guess.
Nephew, great nephew.
Rams defensive coordinator Chris Shula, whose father is the former Bengals coach Dave Shula, and grandfather is legendary Hall of Famer.
Nice,
Don Shula.
Yeah, see, told you.
We're good at this.
The family tree runs deep in the NFL. Yeah, more important for Saturday, the defense or Jordan Love, Josh and Kenosha. A Bears fan with sometimes logic and reason, you're on the Carbless Talk and Text line.
Thank you for that, Ben. So I did want to have a minor correction for Kyle about the winner of this game Saturday locking up the division. That's not true. The Packers, even if they lose, can still win the division. The only downside is that it's not in their complete control. Let me set it up for you. So let's say the Bears win Saturday and lose their final two.
Which they
will. 11-6.
They will lose the last two.
That's my thought as well. If the Packers lose this game Saturday and win their final two, they are 11-5-1. And if the Lions win out, which would include beating the Bears week 18, they are 11-6. The Packers hold the tiebreaker head-to-head matchup over the Lions.
They wouldn't need it with a tiebreak.
Because of the tie the Packers have, they would win the division because of the win percentage over the Bears.
And then the Bears would be left out, huh?
And the Bears would be left out because the Lions would hold the tiebreaker over the Bears.
Dude, this Bears fan has looked at all of the doomsday
situations.
Oh my gosh. I really hope
if this was your fandom, wouldn't you look at it the same way? Wouldn't you stop looking like, would you get an ounce of optimism and be like, look at what we can do, or look what the past has told me I need to look at.
Yeah, if I was a Bears fan, I guess I would always look at what's the worst case
scenario.
What's
the doom and gloom scenario?
Because that is what they typically have, they have the worst case scenario come to life.
You know, it is Jordan Love. Like, I can make a strong argument for Jeff Hafley's defense and being more important, but it's all on Jordan Love, because if he can replicate the success that he had against this Bears defense, I just believe that the defense isn't as bad as the Bears defense. Like, they're still serviceable. And if, again, I go back to the trust in Jeff Hafley that we're talking about, even hearing, when you hear Jeff Hafley speak,
yeah, he's
don't
a dude.
Don't you get some confidence?
No, he's a
like,
dude.
You feel the swagger behind the man that you're like, you know what? When that guy's going to go out there on Saturday night, you know, he's not just going to be ill prepared.
I wonder if some teams would want that leading their charge, huh?
No, I'm not saying that he's not going to get
I'm
a job.
I'm just telling you, enjoy it while it lasts, because he's going
to
be head coach.
Let's pull up Hafley again, because like, I want you to think less about what he's saying about Micah Parsons and more about, is this a guy that you would want coaching your team? Because I feel the energy, the leadership of like, all right, Micah's gone. If there's someone I'm going to turn to, I want them to step up to the microphone and be a dude and be someone like, hey, I got this. And I feel like he's got the, I got this.
And somehow I probably, if I were a betting man, would bet that he comes back even better and probably breaks the sack record next year. So I'm going to put that on Micah and myself. And you guys can put it out there.
That's a man that's focused on the moment, the now, not thinking about what's in his future. I love it.
It's actually, it's actually the exact opposite of that.
Did we
listen to the same clip? Did something go in his headset that didn't go in ours?
That's really about focused on the future, but predicting what will happen next year.
You want to rephrase, as they say in the court of law?
I'm talking about not thinking about the next job, but I do understand
that
how
literally all
that was extremely contradictory of the future.
In 2 years, Kyle's going to be married and maybe wants to have a kid, but I'm really focused on the now.
No, he's focused on his current situation, not his next situation.
Rob Domofsky joining us next will be able to provide more insight as to what he said about his current situation versus his future.
That's what I meant to say. He's focused on the current situation.
No, you said current.
Current. He's focused
on
current.
You said that's a man who's not focused on the future.
He's focused on his current situation with his team and thinking about Michael Parsons in the future. Yeah.
If you're currently in your car and you're near West Dallas, you can get a free car wash right now through December 21st. Pull up and get your free wash. You can get a $5 unlimited membership offer if you're a first-time customer, and you can get unlimited washes for just that $5. And during the grand opening through the 21st, Tsunami Express is giving 100% of the $5 membership signups back to Special Spaces, a local organization, and creating dream bedrooms for kids facing cancer. That is huge. Wash, chill, repeat, and do it with a good cause on the grand opening right now for Tsunami Express out in West Dallas. Joining us next on Kyle Bruston-Ortman from 1265 is ESPN NFL Nation reporter Rob Domofsky. Love when Rob joins. He'll join us next.
This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman, KBN.
And that Alex Stroph, you look like you had something to say.
Brewers! On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
There are certain organizations that can't get certain positions right. The Bears can't get a quarterback.
Bold, bald, beautiful.
I'm one small, bald man.
ESPN NFL Nation reporter Rob Domofsky.
To me, their window is now wide open.
On Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
Scheduled up here is Rob Domofsky, ESPN NFL Nation reporter for the Green Bay Packers. Kyle Bruston-Ortman. No Nortman. Ben and Kyle with Stroph running the show. UKB Nation as always, 800-990-3776. It's the Carbos Talking text line. And of course, YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. And as I've mentioned, the grand opening in West Dallas for Tsunami Express is live. Free washes through the 21st. Pull up and get your free wash. $5 unlimited membership for the first month, which means you can wash your car every day only for $5 that whole first month. And they're giving back to Special Spaces with 100% of those proceeds
of the $5
memberships. Joining us now is Rob Domofsky, the ESPN NFL Nation reporter. Rob, what's going on? You got Ben and Kyle, no Brad.
Oh, what happened to Brad today?
Under the weather.
The flu.
Okay.
One of those babies gave him some. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
I'll allow it.
Well, we're happy to have you because we heard a clip from Jeff Hafley about Micah Parsons. But, you know, more of the focus, Rob, obviously, is Packers fans picking up the pieces and figuring out how to move forward against a team you saw 2 weeks ago in which the running game and Caleb Williams rolling out, all those things.
Yeah.
Did Jeff Hafley, I mean, obviously he's not going to tell you what he's going to do, but why should fans have confidence in him as the guy 2 weeks later?
Yeah, it's a great question, Ben, and I wondered if you guys had played any of it. But look, Jason asked him, and it was a really good question, and it was basically what I asked Xavier McKinney after the game. Jason said, look, you had the whole offseason from January till August to put together a defensive plan that did not include Micah Parsons. Is any of that still applicable? And Xavier McKinney, when I asked him that after the game, said, yeah, absolutely. And Hafley said, you know, his job isn't just to take a defensive scheme and hand it to the players and say, you fit the scheme. My job is to look at you and you and you, whoever's in this room, and say, I've got to adapt to you guys. And I mean, so at least, he's not going to tell us what he's going to do, but what he's telling us is that he's not just going to, you know, try to do the same things that they did before, because that's not going to work. I mean, when you lose, you know, a player of that magnitude, you can't just say, all right, we're just going to put, you know, 52 or 55 or somebody else in there and it's going to be the same, because it's not. You know, and like, I've really, you know, gotten over these last couple of years, you know, the chance to hear Jeff Hafley a lot. And he speaks, you know, in hyperbole sometime, but I don't know if you played the clip where he said, watch how Micah Parsons works. Watch how fast he comes back. And don't be surprised if he's going to break the single season sack record.
Yeah, we played the money clip.
I said, wait, do you mean the Packers single season record, which is 19.5, I believe held by Tim Harris, or the NFL record, which is probably going to be broken by Myles Garrett this year and is going to be 23+. And he said the NFL record.
Which, by the way, Rob, I mean, that would be he's nailing his timeline with no setbacks and is going at 110% by week one.
And that was the second follow-up was, wait, you don't think he's going to miss part of the season? I wrote a story this morning that ran this morning on ESPN.com, basically laying out the best-case scenario for his return. And if he follows the Christian Watson timeline, he's back week 4 or 5. If he follows the Rashawn Gary, Elton Jenkins, it's more like 5 or 6 or even week 7.
What about the Adrian Peterson strategy?
Yeah, that's not human.
But Micah's not human, so I'm trying to compare him to not humans.
That's a fair point. And look, I don't know Micah well enough to know, you know, how hard he works or what he's going to do. But if he rehabs anything like he plays, you would expect that it would be all in. But, you know, the other thing too is Micah's never really had this kind of injury before. He's missed, I think he missed 5 games in his NFL career in his first 4 seasons. Mm-hmm. He missed 4, was it last year with the ankle or the year before?
Yeah, he's questionable with that big back injury heading into week 1.
Yeah, right, exactly. The back injury. So,
well, Rob, the vibes, I want to know what you're getting from the locker room, because 2 weeks ago it felt like there was a lot of high vibes. Guys amped up for the game against the Bears. This week it seems a little subdued simply because of the injury. What are you feeling from that locker room heading into this game on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, it's cautious optimism for sure. I mean, and having Christian Watson back out there on the practice field today, what, 3 or 4 days after he was in the emergency room in Denver, that helps. You know, listening to Josh Jacobs yesterday talk about everything that he's gone through to play week in and week out. He only missed the 1 game with the knee injury. That kind of thing has to help. But ultimately, what matters is how you play on Saturday night. And we just don't know. And as I sort of thought might happen is that this game in Chicago basically has the exact same stakes that the one did here a week and a half ago. Except now there's only 2 more games after it to recover if you win or whatever, or recover if you lose and finish it out if you win. So it's like the same stakes, but 2 weeks later and 2 weeks closer to the end of the season. So to me, this is a massively high pressure game.
Rob Domofsky joining us here on Kyle Bruston Nortman. You know, Rob, the what is told versus what we think will happen game is going to be played with this significant injury. And I even mean on the offensive side of the football.
No
from
doubt.
A, like, they're going to say they don't want to do anything different, but is there a pressure that you think is going to be put on this offense to be even more efficient?
Well, yeah. And if you think about the Bears game, the first one, Jordan Love threw, that was a game he threw four touchdown passes, right? They had a stretch though where I believe it was back to back three and outs in the second half.
Yeah, it was two touchdown drives of 2 minutes and 4 minutes with two three and outs in that second half.
Yeah,
and if that happens, that game flow would be no bueno.
Right. And that's exactly what Jordan Love was asked today about. You know, you threw a bunch of touchdown passes, but you had those two three and outs. Like, if you might have to be in a situation where you're winning shootout games. And he said, that can't happen. We can't have that. We can't, you know, put our defense out in that position without Micah Parsons. So, and could be without Evan Williams too. I mean, Evan Williams, the crazy thing is I knew Evan Williams got hurt. I didn't realize Evan Williams got hurt on the same play as Micah Parsons.
Wow.
And Evan Williams goes, yeah, I was down there holding my knee and I wondered why there was only one trainer with a water bottle around me, and then I looked up and there were like 15 people 20 yards away where Micah was.
Rob,
so
did you even notice Evan Williams? I was at the game. Did you even notice Evan Williams down on the field? I don't even saw Micah.
No. I know was as soon as Micah went down, you know, I put my head in my computer, started writing, and then a few minutes later there was the Packers in the press box made the announcement Evan Williams has a knee injury and is questionable to return. And I'm like, wait, what? Yeah, no. I mean, and Evan was great about it today. I mean, the way he told the story was hilarious. You know, he's like, I'm hurt, and where is everybody? Kind of a thing. So,
I mean, there was a gaggle of folks around Micah Parsons, as there should have been, because his knee injury was definitely devastating. But, Rob, what is your biggest concern going into Saturday's game against the Chicago Bears for the Packers?
Yeah, I think there's a couple things, Kyle. I think the fact that the game's at Soldier Field, and like the Bears probably feel like they have to win this. If, you know, you lose this game and you're, not only you lose a tiebreaker, right? You lose both mm-hmm. games head to head. I do think there's, a ton of pressure on them. But, you know, like the question is, how does this team respond here? Like, in this building, you know, behind the closed doors, like how are they actually, like, you know, Ben, you said, you know, what they say and what they do are two different things. How do they actually process all this and translate it to game day? I mean, we just don't know.
On that real quick, though, Rob, don't you think it would be a benefit to play in a big game like a divisional opponent playing for the division lead versus, sure, you know, somebody else? Because like
the Browns.
Yeah, like it feels like you have no time to feel sorry for yourself.
Yeah, and that's true. And I also think the fact that the time of the year that they're in, too, it's week 16, right? 16? I think it's 16.
It is, yes.
There's no, you know, whoever you're playing, losses at this time of the year, you know, almost seem like they're double when it comes down to trying to figure out the playoff picture and where you fit. Are you in? Are you out? Can you win the division? Are you a wild card? Like this time of the year, man, these games, this is high stakes, high pressure football.
No, absolutely is. Rob, another big concern for me is the offensive line. I don't know about you, but it seemed like every time Jordan Love dropped back when the Packers got down in that game against Denver, Jordan Love was consistently under pressure. Is Zach Tom going to be coming back? Or if not, how long is he going to be out for? And where's Jordan Morgan?
Zach Tom did not practice today, Kyle. I don't have a great feel for it. I'd say it's probably 50-50 at best that he plays. He's got two injuries, right? He's got, is it knee and back? I mean, there's not only are there guys, a lot of guys listed on this injury report, but a bunch of them have multiple injuries. Like, it's not just, you know, one injury. So the question is, if Zach Tom doesn't go, do they go with Darian Kennard, who finished the game, or do they try Jordan Morgan over there?
Can I ask, what do you mean try? What, so wait, because Rob, when they moved him to guard, they said, he really wanted to play tackle, so maybe he's out of position, so let's have him play tackle. Are you telling me he can only play left tackle?
Yeah,
try.
That's what I'm telling you, I think he's a left tackle, and that may be it. Now, we haven't seen a lot at right tackle, but from the scouts and people I've talked to, First of all, they said, A, he's a left side guy, and he's probably a left tackle, not a left guard.
That is wild.
Rob Domofsky, I give Ben Johnson truth serum. Contracts aside, who do you think he'd rather have running his offense the next 5 years, Love or Williams?
I mean, every guy is going to say their own guy, right? I mean, like, that's just the way it is.
That's why there's truth serum involved.
And you don't have a guy. You're just a reporter.
Yeah. Boy, I mean, maybe, and this is a big maybe the ceiling is slightly higher with Caleb Williams, but the floor is a lot lower, too, a lot lower. And I wonder, you know, I don't know.
So you're saying without saying you don't want Bears fans in your mentions on Twitter?
No, I mean, honestly, like you know what, Ben, coaches make the safer choice oftentimes, and the safer choice in that question is Jordan Love.
Yeah, I also think from what he had success with in Detroit was running the football, having that dominant offensive line, and Jared Goff was able to sit in the pocket and have an unbelievable completion percentage based off what they were able to do, and that's something that maybe Caleb can grow into, but at a 58% completion percentage and that's, what they have to do rolling him out, that's not what he does.
Yeah, that's not what he is now, and I don't know if he becomes that.
Rob, should fans be more optimistic? Because for me, I was really down in the dumps on the Packers defense after Micah Parsons went down. Yeah. But when I got a chance to reevaluate it, the Packers defense forced two turnovers on downs in the fourth quarter with less than 7.5 minutes left in that game. Should Packers fans be a little bit more optimistic that this defense rose to the occasion for the offense and gave them a chance to at least tie the game up on Sunday?
Yeah, I was going to say, Kyle, didn't they have two or three possessions down eight?
Three, Packers, they had three possessions.
Yeah, three possessions down eight. Like, I mean, I know they gave up 34 points, but the defense gave them a chance. Like, they gave the Packers offense a chance when it mattered, and the Packers, you know, couldn't get it done. I think the fact that and this happens sometimes, like, your injuries all come at one spot, and this year it was on the defensive line, right? Devontae Wyatt, Lucas Van Ness, Micah Parsons, obviously. I don't know if that's better or worse that it happens all in one position, but there are still good players at the – I mean, Quay Walker –
rather that than the corners, I guess.
Yeah,
maybe. Edgerrin Cooper and Quay Walker have been very good to very good. You know, the safeties and the back end is held up, so for the most part. I don't know. I mean, I don't think that's – I do not think the season is over. I'm going to side with Xavier McKinney on this, and – you know, he said this blank ain't over, and I'm the
season or Super Bowl chances.
Well, I mean, the one and the same, right? I mean, the season is the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, very well put, Rob. And we appreciate the time and all the insight. And
Rob was great, as always.
And for joining in and filling in the gaps as you had a chance to talk with Jeff Hafley as we get ready for the Packers and Bears on Saturday. We'll be seeing you.
All right, guys, perk up, and it's not the end of the world. There's still more football to play, so. Kyle, you gotta hang in there, brother.
I'm starting to turn the corner.
Rob.
I'm starting to turn the corner.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, I love it. All right, we'll be seeing you.
Rob Domofsky, ESPN NFL Nation reporter for ESPN, covering the Green Bay Packers. Tune in on Friday for the Green Bay props and preview here, as well as the Green Bay game night postgame show Saturday night with, is that with you?
Yeah, it's me. Yeah.
You better have a good dog of the game.
My best homer.
Yeah. Because we love Sit Means Sit and what they do for your pets, because they may not listen to you and ask yourself, huh, why aren't they listening to me? Well, you can get some help. Matt's team is there for you. Get that free consultation. Contact Sit Means Sit Dog Training in Milwaukee or Waukesha to schedule the free consultation. That's sitmeansit.com. Check out the Milwaukee or Waukesha pages and stay tuned for the dog of the game with our little puppy dog, Alex Strofe. On Green Bay game night.
Yeah!
Some exclusive audio for a podcast dropping, a YouTube show dropping on Thanalysis Show. Giannis Antetokounmpo and his brother sat down and chatted, and that will be dropping tonight. So we bring in Tony Cartagena from Thanalysis, or we just play some preview next.
Sten Nordman.
I text Greg Scalzo, and I say, Greg, I'm sorry, I'm going to be late to work. I'm caught in an international conspiracy.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
us in West Allis through the 21st of December, you're going to get a free car wash. You can have a $5 unlimited membership offer for your first month if you are a new customer. And the proceeds of those $5 memberships, 100% of them are going back to Special Spaces, a local organization creating dream bedrooms for kids with cancer. It's a top-tier wash, folks. Get to West Allis. It's by Goodwill and Home Depot, 10928 West Oklahoma in West Allis. Free vacuums, DIY. It's an easy thing for you to do, and they make it seamless. Wash, chill, repeat. Remember, proceeds of that $5 membership go into a great cause. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Alex Strofer on the show, no Bradley Nortman. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless talk and text line. A special edition Thanalysis is dropping at 9 p.m. tonight, where Giannis Antetokounmpo and Thanasis sit down with our guy Tony Cartagena for an interview. They're at Brewtown Trading Co., where we were at, so you can see the shop where I pulled the Steph Curry one-of-one. Cool, cool, cool.
Very cool.
Let's get a sneak peek here into
cool
Giannis and TA cool and TC cool in the Thanalysis show tonight.
It was probably the first one of the best moments I've had of signing cards. It was probably the first time I ever did it. I came from Greece. I didn't know what the cards was about. I remember my agent reached out and he told me like, hey, you're gonna sign a deal with one of these companies, I can't remember the name, and you gotta go to New Jersey with all the other rookies and you gotta stay there for a few days.
Yes, I know what you're about to say, keep going.
The rookie transition, right? So like when you wake up in the morning, you have like this like sit down conversation with the NBA legend and they talk to you a little bit about the game and all the, you know, things that you should look out for and finance and how the NBA works and how the coaches will approach you and all that. And then you take a break and then you go for 2, 3, 4 hours and sign cards, right?
Literally, yeah?
Just two, three, four hours. You gotta be like this, like literally signing cards. And I was happy. Now, not just because I was signing cards, because I knew that each card I was signing, they told me that they were paying me like $5, right? So I came from Greece, I came from nothing. You see all the NBA players, like after like 30 minutes, 1 hour, like, I'm done with this. Mm. I'm out of here. I was there, I was just signing.
Sign away?
Signing. I was like, yeah, bring some more. I was just signing, signing, you know. And then I called my mom, I said, mom, you won't believe this. She's like, what? It's like, I get paid just by signing cards.
They pay me for my signature.
Yeah, they pay me for my signature.
Insane feeling, by the way.
That is ridiculous.
He is, man, I...
$5. $5, Giannis, every card you signed is probably worth
He's got some Kyle Wallace in him.
Oh, well,
every dollar matters, every but he came from a way different place.
He did. He got it out the slum. But it's so cool to hear that authentic just feel and vibe. And definitely make sure y'all tune in tonight as the Thanalysis podcast will drop tonight at 9 o'clock. But I'm telling y'all this right now.
Forget the story.
Enjoy this while you can.
I was just going to say, forget the story. No, just hearing Giannis, yeah. I'm like, oh, man.
No, it's great. But like, we should cherish these moments because, you know, a year from now,
he's
you know.
Just the best.
Yeah, he's going to have to fly up from wherever he's at to join the Thanalysis podcast because the Thanalysis ain't going nowhere. He's staying.
You got inside sources there?
No, I'm just saying he's staying. He ain't going nowhere, but no, we should just enjoy just how genuine he is, man. It's
beautiful. Thanasis Truther Kyle Wallace.
The world needs more love with Alex Strofe. How much do you love Giannis Antetokounmpo?
I love him a lot. I love him a lot. The wonderful city in which I call home, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, would not be what it is without that man. Love him. I'll pay him $5 to stay.
Yeah, good luck. I don't even think it's about the money.
I might even
point.
Give him 10.
Yeah, Giannis, I'm pretty sure he had said that the biggest next step for him is a second championship for his legacy. So I don't know if your $5 is worth anything.
Can we rework?
$11.
You got $11.
$11 in my wallet.
What if Giannis took a significant pay cut that allowed for us to free up more money?
Ooh, the Tom Brady route.
I have 20 in here.
Kawhi Leonard route.
Wait, 20. What happened to the 100?
Well, that's now it too. But I'm not giving 31? That away. No, I'm not giving that away.
Wait. You have $131 and you only offered Giannis $5 to start?
That's
wild. But he ain't winning a championship here. If I could offer him a great point guard, I would.
Well, if he takes a pay cut, it can get it.
I don't think it's that simple when they're paying Damian Lillard $22 million a year for the next 4 years after this.
Man, that was wild. Absolutely wild. But no, that's what's up. I'm sure this is a
something that we should cherish because, listen,
using that word cherish.
No, you should cherish it because Giannis won't be here next year. He shouldn't be here next year unless it's a miracle. And this is not because Giannis being a bad guy. Giannis is a great dude. It comes down to the fact that the Bucks aren't good enough to be around Giannis. Giannis deserves to be put in a situation where he can win another championship.
I'll just say they're still in the mix. Despite the really bad loss the other night,
Oh, my gosh. 45-point loss to the Nets.
Was it Homer that said this? Micah Parsons should send them a thank you card? Because nobody's talking about the Bucks losing by 45 to the Nets.
You, Homer?
It sounds like Homer.
No.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was Homer. I don't know who said it.
I might have, but I forgot.
That's certainly possible.
Wow.
Joining us next is Homer, the man who is always letting us know that the defense of last year was better than the defense of this year.
Really, really close. Yeah. You can argue better. They were sixth in points given up this year. They're eighth.
Well, we'll argue that together with Homer next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
These hands are not made for fixing anything in a house. I make a phone call, and I'm cheap, but I ain't that cheap. I got my guys. Got my handyman. Shout out to Chris. Under the table.
Just like that. Dude's getting audited now.
Yeah. On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Radio legend.
I don't care. I wanted to talk to Brett Musburger. That was for my own personal benefit. I hope other people enjoyed it, but I wish I was Brett Musburger. How about that?
Voice of Marquette basketball.
Joplin to the basket. Oh, wow. Dumps it. Hammer time.
And owner of the most famous catchphrase, at least in this building.
Oh, baby, that's sweet.
It's time for Uncle Homer on Kyle Bruston Nortman.
And before we get to Home Slice, remember, it is the grand opening for Tsunami Express in West Allis. You get free washes through the 21st. Just pull up, get your wash, and check out the brand new facility. First-time customers can sign up for a membership and get your first month of unlimited washes for just $5. Every wash for only $5 in your first month. And they're giving back. All those $5 memberships, 100% of those proceeds are going to Special Spaces, a local organization creating dream bedrooms for kids facing cancer. Wash, chill, repeat. Vacuums are easy to use. They have everything you need. It is phenomenal. Get that membership. Help Special Spaces. Join us now is Homer of the Homer Hour coming up next.
I got a question for you.
Hit me.
So I'm at the Kohl Center as Marquette, and I'm walking through, and I had never seen this huge photo. It's bigger than the Empire State Building of you.
You know, Empire State Building. You know, that's a lot of big brust.
You know what's sad about that? He's 12 feet tall in that picture.
You know what's sad about that picture?
There's nothing sad about that picture. Go ahead.
When they offered to have me go up there, this was 2016 probably.
Yeah.
Signed something that I couldn't make any money off it.
Mm. Sad. No,
not that sad. You invite people for the rest of your life. Just walk around the Kohl Center.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What? Who was that?
Why don't you do
any? When did that get there?
You should do signings. Why doesn't your team, like your Final Four team and the team after, do like final?
Nobody wants his signing.
I think Frank Kaminsky's doing just fine.
It's Frank and the rest of the team.
They're not gonna. Yeah.
No,
but that doesn't take away from. I think you got a better picture.
Does Frank have a
picture as big as that in the Kohl Center?
I don't think so. Well, he definitely has his banner.
There's a big 44 in the
I'm
last
aware of that, but I don't think he has a picture.
But it's his face on it. I'm sure it's somewhere.
I'm sure there is one somewhere.
Not as big.
He have a 60? Well, because you're talking about the pillar right outside the concession stand, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, you walk around
I think
and you
there's
go,
one of. How many did he score that one game? 43?
43.
Yeah, I think there's one of that.
I don't know.
Mm-mm. Man, I would take everybody.
Never seen it.
I know.
Isn't that special? Like, wow, you're hanging.
I've only
up
seen
somewhere.
The one with me.
It's a incredible moment.
Yeah, I'm sure he could make money going and doing autographs.
I don't know about
that. I doubt that highly.
Somebody, at some point, but doesn't take away
signing,
from the moment.
The moment is more important than the money.
Imagine what he must have felt like. What'd you feel
the
like?
The money's more important.
What did
than
you
the
feel
moment.
Like? Tell us more.
Like a badass. Yeah.
So how good are you at making shots that length?
I was always very good at it. Okay. Hit a three-quarter court shot in high school. Every
me too.
Mine was real. It's on video. We would always at shoot around Homer do smalls versus bigs. So the ones, the twos, and the threes that were more guards, and Bo would say the smalls versus the bigs, and we'd have a half court shootout. First to make two would win. Others would have to do push-ups or whatever. I was a consistent maker of half quarters there, and Bo referenced that I think in a couple of those videos that document this half court shot. So it's always been something I've been good at. But
I don't remember the play.
Since we're on this, the people that come up to me about the Michigan game, I was more proud, believe it or not, not of the half-court shot, but of hitting the game-winning three because they were ranked 3 in the country at the time.
Yeah, since we're on this, let's just keep talking about me, not the Packers. I
brought it up.
I have another question.
I thought, damn. Like, I was thinking, like, if you could do something and have something, you can't do much better than that. I know you want to be at the best. I'd rather have this than my jersey up on the top.
I remember thinking when
nobody else would.
They're going to replace that one day.
I was in middle school. They will never replace that. I was in middle school when you hit that shot. I remember where I was. I was at the mall, and everybody freaked out at the mall and like the food court where they had TVs. And I thought to myself, I bet every girl on campus loves him now. True or false?
I broke up with my girlfriend about a month after.
Oh, you waited.
Little better, a little better. Field, the field improved. Yeah, I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, the field did.
But
improve.
I have to. You know, there are great history of Doc Rivers and Maurice Lucas and famous shots. Never that long.
No, they had 6 NBA players on that team too. They went to the national championship game that year. Yeah, beat them twice. Homer, you have been waving the Green Bay Packers defense was better last year than this year flag.
Just as good, the same. They didn't. I mean, Micah Parsons added nothing. Nothing.
Homer, that's not true. The pressures, you don't think any of the pressures
were there.
Well, okay, but, so that's something.
No, but it didn't. The key is how many points do you give up? What they didn't do, and what we all know, is turnovers are so important. And with Micah Parsons, the turnovers dropped significantly, and that is as important as Micah Parsons. So that's why the defense stayed the same. Now, I bring this up because you wouldn't want him to get hurt. I still would have made the trade. I believe he's going to have some greatness with the team in the future. But you now get to see that defense that existed a year before and see what they do in these 3 games.
The one thing that I will agree with that, like, I was expecting more of, and I, like, from a pressure standpoint, you think you got this all-pro edge rusher, a little more disruptive of timing of throws and maybe a couple more interceptions. I thought Xavier McKinney or Evan Williams or the cornerbacks would be really big in terms of taking advantage of his pressures on the quarterback.
They were 4th last year. This year they're 25th. But that shows, like, okay, so he does all this stuff. Well, how do you account for what it did to make the defense better? And the answer is it didn't.
It just seems to me that the defense this year stepped up in bigger games for the Packers.
That's nice. They also lost more games to bad teams.
What was the final score? Was it the defense's fault or was it the offensive fault in those games? What do you mean you don't know? You know the Cleveland Browns game. You know the Panthers game as well. Right. What do you mean you don't know?
And the
Eagles game.
But I'm saying that the points all ended up. So you had some points.
It was
where
10
you
points,
scored.
13 and 13.
Correct.
So, but those weren't. You can't put that on the defense, though. I mean, the defense has played in the game.
The
win-loss
record is more important than the points scored.
Then you
scored.
Put the 40 points they gave up on Dallas.
Yeah, the Dallas. They gave up 40 points in Dallas.
But
that
outside
was a,
of that,
that
one,
blemish.
The defense has done what they've needed to do to win football games, which is most important.
Well, they clearly did last year as well in a number of games.
Yeah, against.
Where you couldn't have. It again ends up with the same number of points.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely
right.
But
you yourself, I think you should recalculate the points given up. Because if I could go back to Green Bay game night after the Lions and the Commanders in the first 2 weeks, you said the score was 14 points
correct.
Less total. Yeah. 7 points less against the Giants. 7 points less against
that
the Washington
correct.
Commanders.
He's
so
smiling.
Put that in your calculation.
You
let me know what they are. You points per game.
Yes.
The Homer record book.
Right.
That's my case.
You have a good case, but you'd have to do that in all the other games. So I don't. But yes, if I created the Homer points, then that would be those two would be different.
All I care about is the Homer points.
Did you ever say that about the defense last year?
I don't know if there were games that way. I'd have to go back. I don't believe there was anything.
Look at Ben figuring out. You cracked the code. You got him to smile.
That's hard to do.
Poked a hole in his whole mind frame.
It's one additional data point. I'm just adding to how we can calculate points per game this year based on his metrics.
Ben Bruss being highlighted for having the Empire State Building billboard inside of the Kohl Center. Have you seen that? I have not seen.
Big Brain Ben Bruss.
Just for one good second, job. That's it. Homer Hour with Alex Stroh producing,
man.
A.k.a. letting Homer do his
next
thing, and
man
you shut
the
up.
The future is going to be how large is the photo of Ben Bruss at the Kohl Center?
Rain Man question?